This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Yesterday we had talked about the etiquette and the method of udhiyah. And while we were talking about that, you know, we talked about killing the animal and so forth. And today what I want to talk about is that the Islamic way of sacrificing an animal, you know, some people may view it as cruel, inhumane. And I want to just clarify this, that the Islamic way of sacrificing an animal, it actually causes the least amount of pain to the animal. Alhamdulillah, we have such an amazing and such a beautiful deen that whatever we do and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us to do, it is in the best interest for us. It is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefits from it. It is us who we benefit from it. Even when it comes to the animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in numerous places in the Quran that the animals have been created so that we can benefit from it. Whether we are benefiting from the skin of the animal, whether we are consuming the animal. But at the same time, when it comes to taking the life of the animal and killing the animal, Allah has also taught us that what is the best way to do that in such a way that we cause the least amount of pain to the animal. Now, the Islamic way is that we slaughter from the neck, as we talked about this yesterday. But the reason why our deen has taught us this is because that naturally, from a scientific perspective, when you begin cutting the throat of the animal, what happens is that the brain goes into a shock, or it sends certain signals throughout the entire body, that because the brain, in order for it to function, it needs blood. Now, since the blood is coming out from the neck, because we cut from the neck, then the brain is demanding that send the blood to the brain. And so when the blood gets to the brain, before it can get to the brain, it comes out actually. And so, subhanAllah, the way we do it, the way Islam has taught us to do it, it is in the way that it is considered as in the least pain for the animal. And not only that, but when the brain sends those signals that send the blood forth and the blood is rushing out and is coming out of the animal, the soul of the animal or the ruh of the animal or the life of the animal, you can say, comes out even more quickly. And in this way, even the meat, see what happens in many cases is that if you don't slaughter the animal in the Islamic way, then what happens is that the meat, it tries to suck in all the blood. And that's why you see that, subhanAllah, an animal that has been slaughtered the Islamic way, you will see that there is not a lot of blood in the meat. Whereas when you see it being killed in other ways, the meat usually, it takes in the blood, and that's why what you see that when the meat is being cut, there's so much blood coming out of the animal. So this is why I want to clarify this, that some people say that this is a cruel way. The Islamic way of sacrificing the animal is the cruel way. Let me actually tell you what is the cruel way. The cruel way is what we see in many slaughterhouses around the nation and around the world. First of all, you're talking about animals being stunned. In many cases, they're given such a high voltage shock that they die because of that shock. That is cruelty. When animals are being shot in the head, and this happens in many slaughterhouses, they're being shot in the head. That's called cruelty. That's called pain. When you talk about, I've seen with, you know, in videos with my own eyes, that you know, animals are being slaughtered, and while, you know, the ruh and the life of the animal is coming out, they're picking up the animal with the back two legs or all the four legs, and they're transferring it from one place to another place. That is not the humane way, or that's not the right way of taking the life of an animal. Our deen has taught us the best way. And when people say that this is the cruel way, the Islamic way is the cruel way, no, it is in a way that our deen has taught us, Allah has taught us, the Prophet ﷺ has demonstrated it, and in this way, the animal goes through the least amount of pain. So once again, by cutting from here, that brain sends signals throughout the entire body that please send the blood to the brain because I need that blood. But before the blood can actually reach to the brain, it comes out from the throat area. So this is something that I really want to clarify, because yesterday when we talked about the method of udhiyah, some people may see it as, oh, it's a very cruel area. No, it is not a cruel way or a cruel method. It is not. The second thing and the last thing actually I want to mention is that as we approach the day of Eid and as we approach the 10th of the Hijjah, the day of udhiyah, remember that Ibrahim alayhi salam and his concept and his mentality of saying labbaik. You know, this thing that we always hear, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. This thing that, you know, this dua that the hajis are chanting in the state of tawaf or when heading to the Kaaba and so forth. And may Allah take us, all of us there, Ameen Rabbil Alameen. The whole idea is that what does labbaik mean? Labbaik means, oh Allah, I am here. Oh Allah, I am present. Oh Allah, I'm here to serve you, oh Allah. And subhanAllah, labbaik, if you think about it, the essence of labbaik, our entire life should be about labbaik. Whenever Allah demands anything from us, it should be labbaik, oh Allah, I'm here to serve you, oh Allah. When Allah told and He instructed Ibrahim alayhi salam to leave his family in the desert, labbaik ya Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam to go and sacrifice your son, labbaik ya Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Ibrahim alayhi salam to build the Kaaba, what did Ibrahim alayhi salam he say? He says, where will people come from? And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He said, oh Ibrahim, your job is to build the Kaaba. It is my job to bring people from around the world. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ. This is Allah's promise. And subhanAllah, we see this in Hajj. If you have been for Hajj, you will meet people who come from places where you have never even heard of. This is Allah fulfilling His end of the promise. So when Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salam, build the Kaaba, what did He say? He said, labbaik ya Allah. So when it comes to our life, brothers and sisters, is not just about a dua when you go for Hajj. We're saying labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. But our entire life should be labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. When Allah tells us that you do something a certain way, labbaik ya Allah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that you leave this for His sake and for the sake of your iman, labbaik ya Allah. This is the nature and this is the mentality and the philosophy and the attitude more than anything else of a believer. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, finally, that may Allah give us this mentality, this understanding, this philosophy of labbaik. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to do what is right at every point in our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to stay away from what is wrong in every point of our life. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات فمن تعجل في يومين فلا إثم عليه ومن تأخر فلا إثم عليه لمن اتقى واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم إليه تحشرون.